Hello, welcome back to Why Are You Worried About It? I'm Lindsay Bush with Country Crossroads Counseling, HR Director.
And I'm Susie Arbo, a licensed professional counselor. We are so excited to talk to you guys today, and we're always kind of on this journey to be better in any single way that we can, and anything that we're kind of going and growing through, we want to be on this journey with you guys. So kind of some fun stuff that we're going to talk about today, isn't it?
Yes, I'm excited about it. It's really, I think it's a hot topic right now. Like, a lot of people like to talk about self-care, and it sounds like, oh, it's so easy. Yeah, self-care. You know, I'm going to go get a massage, or I'm going to go get my nails done. But there's so much more to self-care than just literally like pampering yourself. Self-care is way more deep than that. And I'm excited. I've listened to you do a ton of talks about the different tools and looking at your life and how you're actually spending your time and what you're doing. And there's so many different ways to actually pay attention to how are you taking care of yourself.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I'm a big like visual learner, and I always feel like I need to like have like analogies and whatnot. And I always think about the, that we all have these internal batteries inside of us. And there's some things and there's some ways that you can charge that battery and make you feel so much better and like you have more to give. And then there's also things, and there's people actually that can deplete us and kind of drain us and just make us feel really not good. And so it's kind of an interesting thing because we are the only people that know our own internal battery of when we're kind of at that low spot. And, you know, we've seen, especially since the pandemic, we've seen a huge amount of people burning out. That's kind of a buzzword right now. Actually, 77% of the population have said that they felt symptoms of burnout, which is feeling like completely overwhelmed with their job and life's demands just in general. And so just kind of being aware of that internal battery that you have and learning kind of what charges you up. And so just thinking about like my own internal battery, you know, I love horses and I love dogs and I love spending time in prayer and exercising and time with family. Like, those things all charge my battery, and I feel like a new woman once I do those things. And even if it's, you know, a couple minutes a day, 5 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day can do wonders for our mental health. So those are some of my battery chargers. Lindsay, what are some of your battery chargers?
Yeah, I was thinking about that as you were saying those things. Like, I am super people-y. I love people. And I know for a lot of people, I'm saying people a lot, but it can drain your battery. Like, being around people will just drain your battery. Like, you're on all the time. I actually really enjoy time with people. I think I pick up on other people's energies. And when I'm around positive people, like, it makes me positive. Like, I get excited, I get charged, I get amped up. So definitely, like, being a people person. I can totally tell though, when there's times where I'm like, okay, I've been peopling for a long time and now I need to just relax. I love trash TV. I'm not afraid to admit it. And for me, just hanging out and having a couple hours of terrible trash TV is, you know, pretty good for me. It's not always like, it's not something I want to do all day, every day, but that's something that I like to do just to kind of just relax, not worry about anything and just think about nothing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. You brought up a good point about sometimes when, well, if you're like an introverted person and you have a job that deals with people all day and you have to be around people, that can really deplete a person. I know, like, my husband, Merle, he is definitely one of those. If you meet him, he kind of comes across like he's the life of the party and a, you know, very personable guy. However, it drains him to be around people, you know, all day long. And so he needs his little downtime, and he plays a game on his tablet. And that kind of is his little battery recharger to make him feel like he's okay again. And so there's a lot of people actually like that out there. And so just kind of knowing your own stuff, you know, and I also think it's really important too, to notice what depletes you, like what kind of things really make you feel drained. For, like I said, some people, it is people. Now I'm using people all the time, Lindsay. What are some of your things that drain you?
Well, I was just thinking that literally I was just trying to plan, like I got to go on a nice little vacation and it was nice, but I didn't have my kids with me. So I'm like, I'd like to plan a trip with my kids. So looking at our schedule right now, I was looking at my daughter wants to go to a horse show. We're going to be at a horse show for 3 days. To me, that's kind of it's a vacation in itself. But I was like, okay, we could get back on Sunday and then turn around and go on a vacation on Monday. And now I'm like thinking, is that too much? It might be too much. Like, I don't know. So I know myself and I'm a go, go, goer all the time, but I need to, and I'm trying to do better. Literally, I was doing it right before this, like looking at my schedule and saying, okay, you're gonna need that downtime. Going all the time sounds great until you're in it. And then it's like, okay, you need a day at home. You need to relax for a minute and not be on the go. So like for me, that's totally something I'm gonna challenge myself to do better about and really plan. Okay, you can go, go, go and be that people person, but you need to still add in that time for yourself to recharge, get a little bit, like things done at home so you don't feel bad about stuff like that. So that's kind of my self-care challenge to myself right now is really managing my time and not, I'm a yes girl. If you invite me, I'm ready to go all the time. And then sometimes I don't pay attention to, oh, I signed up for something 3 days in a row. Like, that's not always healthy. So I'm going to definitely try to pay attention to that and make sure that I'm scheduling that downtime for myself too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's so important to take time for you and recharging. I was kind of trying to reflect on some things that deplete my battery, and I think other people can relate to this too, but some personalities,
Yes.
some different people, maybe you work with them, maybe you go to church with them, maybe they're in your kids' schools or whatever. There might be some people that just naturally are maybe more negative or kind of are hard to spend a lot of time with, and so that can be depleting. So kind of recognizing yourself, I feel like when you're around that type of personality, attitudes are contagious. And so they can kind of, good and bad, whether you have a very positive, energetic, awesome, engaging, personality or you're negative, like it can be contagious. So yeah, so just kind of, I feel like recognizing your batteries. I also kind of feel like making time out of your day, having a routine, is so important. Like, I like to study what we call high performance people, and high performance people are just, people that have goals and that work hard towards their dreams, and work at managing their time well, and just people that want to be healthy and happy and healthy in life. And one of the things that we always know is that routines can be really, really essential for taking care of yourself and incorporating those self-care types of things that we do. And so I have a little routine that I wake up in the morning and I look at my phone, and I've got a devotion that comes through at 5 o'clock, and I read that. And then I go for a little walk on my treadmill, or I go outside with my dogs and do a little walk, and kind of my time to kind of start the day off. I also do a little journaling and just kind of get out any thoughts, what kind of day I want to have, any intentions, and set those for the day. And that to me feels like, even though it only takes about 15, 20 minutes for all of that, it just feels like I'm starting my day on the right foot. And not every day do I get to do that, but do I try to do it 5, 6 days a week? Absolutely. And I just think that, setting a goal for yourself, if you're out there kind of wondering, well, I don't have time for self-care, maybe even just figuring out what is one little thing I could do in my morning or even my evening ritual that would really help myself feel a little better, like I'm spending some me time that's healthy and good for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that you do it too. And I know I've heard you say it a ton of times that you have that routine. And it's admirable because we know I'm not a morning person. I would rather sleep till the last minute. And I set myself up for failure because I'm the hit the snooze girl from the get. Like, I just don't love jumping out of bed. But I definitely love I love the ideas of it. But for me, I'm more, my time is when I set and do my schedules, it makes me so happy. Like that is, and it sounds crazy, like that is, it's kind of a chore, but like getting the thoughts out of my mind and then I don't feel like I'm kind of running on circles all the time. Like that to me is my own self-care because I'm also knocking out some time management, but at the same time, like I feel relaxed. I feel better. Like I took the time to make sure I have things lined up for the week or work stuff. I can make a to-do list and then I get it out of my mind, and then I actually can relax, like not have like crazy thoughts that are just nonstop all the time. So that's definitely for me a total self-care thing that I try to do. And I guess I didn't even really notice that was self-care until now talking about it, like the time management stuff, because we talked about that in another one of our podcasts. But like, time management really is self-care. It's taking care of your time, like one of the most precious things we have. So I think that's really important.
Absolutely. And even kind of with that, putting it in your calendar, even writing it in if you calendar on Saturday, Sunday nights or whatever, looking at your week, when could you do a little extra walk or a little workout, or, you know, what could you do for your emotional self-care or whatever that week and stuff. So I love that you said that, Lindsay. That's great. I always like to think about the total body, I feel like, experience of self-care. And I think that there's like five main areas as far as the emotional parts of your body, spiritual, and that looks different for everybody, I know, physical, personal, and professional. And so if you kind of look at like those five areas, I love to show a little wheel called a wellness wheel. And it kind of has those different things. But if you kind of just think right now about your own life, and if you could take like one tiny baby step in each area, what that would be like for you and how you might feel better. So let's just kind of break it down a little bit, like emotional self-care. Like Lindsay, what would be some ideas you think that people would have, like if they were going to take care of themselves emotionally, like what could be something they could do?
Big one for me right now is counseling. I go to counseling every other week, and that to me is very important. I'm, you know, going through some stuff in my life right now, and I think counseling is important for every person everywhere, but there are different people that maybe you just need it for a moment or a season. And that to me is super important in my life right now. And it's hard. Sometimes I want to say, no, you know, I've got it figured out. I don't have time this week, but I know I need to do it. I know that I get something out of it every time I make the time to do it. So for me, that's a really big one right now, for just your emotional health. Like, really, that's my top one right now that comes to mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Counseling, coaching, therapy, anything like that. I feel like a big one right now for me is learning to say no. Mm-hmm. You know, like every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something that might be something you really value. And so I'm trying to really get my priorities in order. And so that could be an emotional self-care idea too. The next one is spiritual. So I know I already kind of shared one of my spiritual self-cares is, you know, doing that devotion and my little prayer with God. That's important to me, but I know people have different ones. Do you have a spiritual self-care thing that you like to do?
I do. And it's a little interesting. Like, it's a challenge for me to stop. I feel like I talk to God all the time. He is probably like you again, really. But to actually be mindful in my thoughts and talks with him, like actually saying true prayers is important that I need to take the time to do, because I always feel better after I do that. But then another thing that I noticed I've been doing, so I have an app, it's a Bible app, and it just pops up, like, it always seems like I catch it on the days that I need it the most. And I didn't even realize, like, I'm pretty good about like just swiping it away. Like, it'll pop up like a notification and I'm in the middle of work or something, so I'll swipe it away and I don't even see it that day. But the days I actually read it, I'm like, holy cow, I needed, I don't know why, but I needed that today. So just making those little moments of, I mean, it takes me 10 seconds to click on the notification and read it. And even if it's just maybe positive quotes or anything out there that could be, you know, in your spiritual world, it doesn't have to necessarily be religious or whatever it is, but if it makes you feel better, like take the minute to read the quote, you know, really think about it and like how can it impact you. So that's something I need to get better about. But it's funny how, to me, when God's talking to me, it's those are the days that I choose to click it. So it's, I don't know, it's pretty interesting.
That's awesome. So some other spiritual ways or ideas can be even just something little like watching the sunset or the sunrise, or spending time in nature, connecting with nature, meditating. A lot of people, I know I'm a therapist, and so a lot of people are like, oh, I can't meditate, I can't just sit there in silence. But even if you just start, there's no right or wrong way to do it. But even if you give yourself like 3 to 5 minutes and just set that alarm on your phone, it is so interesting to let your mind go. And just, I mean, you can like think of all sorts of different things and just like what kind of day you want to have. And it's just a beautiful, wonderful thing. But those are just some spiritual ideas. Another topic, like we just said, was physical. Our physical health is so connected to our mental health. And so if our body is off and we're not feeling good, it's going to affect everything else for us. So some of the things I love to walk and I love to do little workouts. I always try to always have a whole thing of water in front of me every hour. I try to fill it up. Those are some ideas for physical. What are your ideas for physical?
I had lots of ideas for physical. Let me tell you, I got a whole list. But what do I do? That's very different. And I think a lot of people challenge with physical because it's kind of top of mind all the time. But my big one is water right now. I am not a fan of water. It's a challenge for me to make myself drink water, which sounds so silly, but water is a big one for me, and I love sports. And the older I've gotten, I have stopped playing, and I don't know why. I don't know why I stopped doing something I love so much. So getting out there and signing up to play on those leagues or those teams, like, I know my kids are busy, but I deserve to do some of those things too. And so just making that time for me to say yes to those things that I love. So I definitely am challenging myself to get into more of my sport things again.
Absolutely. I love that you said that. I'm a dancer and I have been my whole life. And it's funny because I'll do little YouTube videos, like 20-minute dance workouts or just a little routine on YouTube. And it brings me so much joy. And I'm like, why don't you do this more often? Like, this is fun, you know? So okay, last two here, personal and professional. So let's talk personal first.
Oi.
One of the things that I know I encourage every time I go and I speak and whatever, I always encourage people to manage their time well. And one of that goes like reducing screen time. The average human spends 3 hours a day on watching TV and 2 hours a day on social media, which is not good for our brains, you know? And so I always just encourage people reduce that screen time if you can. And just finding a hobby that brings you joy, like something that you really like, whether it's swimming or hunting or, whatever. Find something that goes outside of work.
I think for me and my personal life right now, I've got a lot of relationships kind of shifting and moving, which is fine. But spending time with my children and being meaningful and with my time with my kids, like, it's been a real wake up call for me of like how easy it is to just jump home and we all go kind of go to our separate ways and everybody takes care of their stuff. But being more like, no, let's go across the street and play basketball, or let's play games. Goodness, like, we have all these games that we never get out. So just doing things like that to me is really important in my personal life right now, being more meaningful and mindful of the time I have with my kids.
I love that. That's amazing. That's awesome. And last area we're going to touch on is self-care in your professional life. And I feel like there's so many different things you could do also with that. Whatever your career is, whether you work, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you work for a company, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or dad or whatever you do, there's a lot of, I feel like, areas that you could cover there. But one thing I always think about, and people don't maybe re really recognize it as self-care, but even just setting goals for yourself, like 1 year goals, 3 year goals, 5 year goals. And then I love to do trainings to get better at the different areas that I'm working on in life, whether it be leadership, whether it be therapy techniques. So for me, those are my self-care kinds of things that I like to do.
I think that's great for a professional. And I don't know who said it first. Like, obviously, we all, you guys, since I get to work with all you counselors, I get to hear all your amazing things all the time. I know the first person I heard say it was Susie Seitz, when it kind of a light bulb went off for me. She's one of our amazing counselors. And she said she doesn't call it work-life balance because there's not a balance. It's a work-life flow. Your life has to flow. It's ebb and flow all the time. What are you doing? How are you doing it? And I think that's really important for me to understand that I love my job. I love what I do. So it doesn't feel like work. Like, and not everybody can say that. So I understand that, but find what you love and then making it a good flow for you. Setting the boundaries on your times, if you have, if you're working or when you need to be at home with your families or things like that. Like, that to me is a good professional thing, because when you love what you do, it's easy to just get immersed in it, right? And like, it's like, oh no, I need to work some more. I need, I'm gonna get this done. But just making sure that you're not unintentionally burning yourself out when you don't even know it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's good advice there. Well, I think we kind of had a nice little segment here and maybe got some people thinking. And I always feel like it's a work in progress. Nobody's got it mastered. Nobody's perfect at it. But I feel like as long as you are taking, like I said, even a couple minutes a day, you know, or on certain days you have more time than others, and working it in can really recharge that battery and make you feel like a whole new person. And so maybe we got your mind going to some ideas for you of things that you want to work on. And we always encourage you write it down, put it in your planner, put it in your alarm in your phone, keep it fresh in your mind so you can keep getting to be a better you.
That's right. And I know you've had me do it before. Maybe this is a takeaway, but if you like the idea of the wellness wheel, I know Susie's had me do it before. Write down what you want your segments to look like. How much time do you want each of those do you want to have in your life? And then maybe for a little reality check, what are you doing? Are you wishing you did more spiritual? Are you wishing you had more? And like kind of compare those, and maybe you can start focusing on which ones are more important to you to start on.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up here. We are so glad that you joined us, and we're so glad to be on this journey with you guys.
Absolutely. Be sure to follow us, Country Crossroads Counseling, right now. We have a Facebook page where we put all sorts of different information, lots of positive stuff. Maybe that's what you need for your self-care. And then we definitely have a website, www.countrycrossroadscounseling.com. Check us out. You can find me and Susie on there. If you guys have any questions or if you ever want to chat, just reach out to us.